From the studios of Books and Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading The Belgariad, Queen of Sorcery, by David Eddings. We begin with the prologue. Being an account of the Battle of the Kingdoms of the West against the invasion of Khal Torak, based upon the Battle of Vomembre. In the youth of the world, the evil god Torak stole the orb of Aldur and fled seeking dominion. The orb resisted, and its fire maimed him with a dreadful burning. But he would not give it up, for it was precious to him. Then Belgarath, a sorcerer and a disciple of the god Aldur, led forth the king of the Alorns and his three sons, and they reclaimed the orb from the iron tower of Torak. Torak sought to pursue, but the wrath of the orb repelled him and drove him back. Belgarath set Kerak and his sons to be kings over four great kingdoms, an eternal guard against Torak. The orb he gave to Rhitha Irongrip to keep, saying that so long as a descendant of Rhitha held the orb, the West would be safe. Century followed upon century, with no menace from Torak, until the spring of 4865, when Draznea was invaded by a vast horde of Nadraks, Tulls, and Murgos. In the center of this sea of Angaraks was born the huge iron pavilion of Khal Torak, which means king and god. Cities and villages were razed and burned, for Khal Torak came to destroy, not to conquer. Those of the people who lived were given to the steel-masked Gurlum priests for sacrifice in the unspeakable rites of the Angaraks. None survived save those who fled to Algeria, or were taken from the mouth of the Aldur River by Kerak warships. Next, the horde struck south at Algeria, but there they found no cities. The nomadic Algerian horsemen fell back before them, then struck in vicious hit-and-run attacks. The traditional seat of the Algerian kings was the Stronghold, a man-made mountain with stone walls 30 feet thick. Against this, the Angaraks hurled themselves in vain before settling down to besiege the place. The siege lasted for 8 futile years. This gave the West time to mobilize and prepare. The generals gathered at the Imperial War College at Tolhanath and planned their strategy. National differences were set aside, and Brand, the warder of Rhiva, was chosen to have full command. With him came 2 strange advisers, an ancient but vigorous man who claimed knowledge even of the Angarak kingdoms, and a strikingly handsome woman with a silver lock at her brow and an imperious manner. To these Brand listened, and to them he paid almost deferential respect. In the late spring of 4875, Khal Torak abandoned his siege and turned west toward the sea, pursued still by Algar horsemen. In the mountains, the Ulgos came forth from their caverns by night, and wreaked fearful slaughter on the sleeping Angaraks. But still the forces of Khal Torak were beyond counting. After a pause to regroup, the host proceeded down the valley of the river Arend toward the city of Vomembre, destroying all in its path. Early in the summer the Angaraks deployed for the assault upon the city. On the 3rd day of the battle a horn was heard to blow 3 times. Then the gates of Vomembre opened, and the membrate knights charged out to fall upon the front of the Angarak horde, the iron-shod hoofs of their chargers trampling living and dead. From the left came Algar cavalry, Draznian pikemen, and veiled Ulgo irregulars. And from the right came the Cherak berserks and legions of Tolnedra. Attacked on 3 sides, Khal Torak committed his reserves. It was then that the gray-clad ravens and sendars and the Asturian archers came upon his forces from the rear. The Angaraks fell.